Yom Chamishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Bamidbar, Shir 572. There's a very interesting story about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. That one time he was davening for the Amid, and he said Birchas HaShachar, and he skipped the bracha of Shalei Asanigai. So they went over to him to tell him that he missed it. So he explained that last night he got up at Chatzais, and he started thinking about the greatness of being a Yid, and the opportunity that a Yid has to stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom and to talk to him and say, Moida ani lefanecha, as if you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you make a bracha, you say, Baruch atah Hashem aleikenu melech ha'ilam. You talk directly to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Baruch atah. I could talk to Hashem directly. And he started thinking about that, and he got so excited, and he had such a tremendous simcha, that he jumped, and he made the bracha Shalei Asanigai. Simply because of his appreciation of what it means to be a Yid and what it means to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is very relevant as we're approaching the Yom Tov of Shavuos. You know, we don't have to say Shalei Asanigai in the middle of the night. We could say it in the morning. But at least we should understand and appreciate what Rabbi Levi Yitzchak pointed out. Do we feel the schus of what it means to be a Yid? Do we feel the schus of what it means, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Ahuvim of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nosan Lanu Esther Yosei. That's how we should feel when we're making these brachas. Appreciate the greatness of a Yid. Appreciate the simcha of being a Yid. Appreciate the opportunity that only a Yid has.